Can we go back and listen to that again?
What, that commercial?
The weather?
The weather?
Yeah, I want to say that he set a high of 80. I mean, I don't know.
He must be.
He continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today, but again, there's some patchy cloudiness, which gives me some hope of at least isolated thunderstorms to cool a few spots off this afternoon. A high of 80.
Becoming yep. Clear. He sure did.
High of 80.
That's not even.
Can that be right?
No.
No.
No, it's an epic fail of a weather forecast, yeah, actually. So.
But again,
maybe
as we have said many times, if we had the accuracy in our. I mean, bank tellers and weather people are on opposite sides of the accuracy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Bank teller misses by a cent. You think they're trying to cheat you.
Uh-huh.
This guy goes, eh, well,
could be. High of 80.
20% chance of something.
He was doing the Fargo weather.
I guess. I don't know any place in America. U.S. America was going to be. I say U.S. America, so you'll know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, because we want to make sure you're not talking about Canada, because I could see Canada maybe having.
The reason is because of Miss South Carolina.
Miss Teen South Carolina.
Yes, yeah, don't confuse that.
Do you know the story of Miss Teen South Carolina?
I'm not sure I want to know the story of Miss Teen South Carolina.
It's okay. You can, in fact, just kind of almost type in Miss Teen, and Miss Teen South Carolina comes up. Listen carefully to Miss Teen South Carolina.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
That was in 2000.
She was probably just nervous.
Or stupid.
Or both.
I'm going to go with nervous.
Okay. Well, anyway, okay, we're going to bring you up here. We're going to ask you a question. Oh, my God! Anyway, she said U.S. America, so we always feel like it's important to.
Just that's part of the infomaniac culture.
That's it, right.
Rich cultural heritage.
I think
those are three words that have never been put together to describe this show.
Yeah. No, not at all. Okay, so, of course, as the Olympics hold our world's attention, and, of course, we're all watching tonight when.
Are we going to be at your house again?
Yeah. Okay, absolutely. What time does it start?
I don't know.
6:37,
sure,
something
bet,
like
right,
that. Right.
Yeah. Bring the popcorn and we'll have a great time.
I'll bring the fondue.
Yeah, oh, good. Are we doing fondue tonight? That's great.
Well, I thought you were going to make taco salad,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen, okay? We're going to watch all these people doing all this stuff, and some of us will decide that we need to begin exercising, okay?
Why? Because...
That happens every time I watch Chariots of Fire.
Yeah. But, I mean, as we watch, for instance, like the soccer team or whatever, these guys are worn out. They need to rehydrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it with water or a sports drink? Recent headlines from BMJ, which is formerly the British Medical Journal, argue that sports drinks are not the golden ticket to hydration. The majority of studies that sports drink brands have undertaken involved testing on high-level athletes who have nutritional needs that are different than the commoner, okay? Mm-hmm. Just us. One of the studies conducted by the BMJ showed that not all of the claims about sports drinks could be backed up with concrete data. The health claims are subject to very stringent reviews. So once they looked at it, they saw that, you know, there's a lot of sugar and therefore calories that you really don't need because they don't hydrate you.
Don't they have electrolytes or something like that?
Yeah, but again, are you an Olympic athlete? No. Well, most people aren't, so they shouldn't be drinking sports drinks. You drink sports drinks.
I prefer juice or water.
No, okay. See, water works. Water's pretty good. That's. Do you have anything interesting over there?
What? Oh, and my stack of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I threw some stuff over there. Said, "Yeah, see if you can find something."
Yeah. Later on, you're probably gonna have to talk.
Yeah, just throw her in the water.
I do like this. There's a print off about some different things you can do with watermelon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
All right.
What? Oh,
little
yeah.
going away gift.
Oh, what?
Is it 9 o'clock yet?
Oh,
okay.
Perfect.
Kat, you're working with a person, not me, that hates watermelon.
Oh no.
Yes. He does.
I loathe it.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Yeah, Chase.
Chase hates watermelon.
And cottage cheese.
That's right.
I remember from yesterday when we were talking about that tongue
you
burrito.
Oh, you learned quickly, young grasshopper. Yeah.
Well, I like watermelon.
I like watermelon.
So
Scott
I.
likes
yeah.
watermelon. Most of the free world likes watermelon.
So tell us about watermelon.
Well, you don't have it on the sheet of paper, but it originated in Africa. They grow in sandy, loamish soil, and my mom's watermelon just got ripe. So we've been eating lots of watermelon at our house.
So how many melons do you have?
I don't know.
You all have a watermelon patch, do you? Or
well,
what?
There's a whole field. There's a guy who works for my dad that has a big field of watermelons. So we took some of them, but they're just... I don't know how many watermelons that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't go out and count them. That's not what I do with my free time.
You don't take them like...
She's not a watermelon census taker. Yeah. In other words.
You don't like put them in a truck and back them up to the highway and put a sign out?
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
like a half a mile out.
A misspelled sign.
You can always do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, watermelon half mile, quarter mile.
W-A-T-A-R.
Yeah, yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Actually, what you do is you probably get sued, but you do W-H-A-T-A-melon.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah,
watermelon.
Watermelon.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Huh.
Pretty clever.
Well, all right, okay.
I'm good for about one a year.
Well, anyway, this was saying you could pair watermelon with white meat or fish, and that it's good in a creamy chicken salad or on your favorite toss salad. But what I don't see on this list, oh, and everybody knows about watermelon salsa. I'm sure we've all heard of
it. Huh?
Watermelon
salsa? What do they not make salsa out of?
I don't know, like on mango chutneys and all this weird stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right, okay.
I had a good friend
list...
named Mango Chutney in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway. Almost said it with a straight face.
Where did you go to high school, Chase?
I'm from Clarksville, so...
Yeah. He had a friend he went to school with named Cotton Weeder.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah, Cotton Weeder. Yeah. You'll have to learn about Cotton Weeder.
That's okay. We can skip that conversation. Anyway, moving
on.
We
need the full indoctrination.
Go ahead. It's, part of that. It's also part of the rich heritage, like cultural heritage.
That's right, which is going down the tubes.
Yeah, with every passing moment.
Something I've never seen in America. I'm sure they do it. But when I was in India, I had watermelon juice for breakfast every day.
And oh, yeah.
It was
so
good.
That's around, yeah.
But it was like foamy on top, and I don't know if they... I tried to reproduce it here, and it just didn't work out.
How'd that sound, Chase?
You won't make Chase upchuck back here.
Watermelon juice for breakfast.
Oh, so even he say watermelon juice?
Well, look.
I'd eat it every day with a bread omelet. That's what I would eat for breakfast.
The day would get nothing but better for you, right?
True.
A bread omelet.
Yeah. It's
called, is that like bread pudding?
No, it's called bread omelet, but it was just like really thin, like if you had made a really thin omelet and cut it up and then put it between like three stacked pieces of very thin toast. Right. It was really nice.
Oh, it's their version of an Egg McMuffin.
maybe. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Couldn't put a beef patty on there, could you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so those are our watermelon facts for today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, wait, let's see. Oh, you can grill it. No, I have never heard of doing that.
Grilled watermelon?
Yeah,
wouldn't it just disintegrate?
I would think so, but this says if you cut it into really thick slices and trim off the rind, brush it with olive oil, and season it with salt and pepper, you grill it about 3 minutes on each side until you can see the marks, and then eat it with balsamic vinegar.
You know what I'd much rather grill?
A steak!
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with a solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with a matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 1 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep. So make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
Hey, you know, it's summertime. Keeping the old lawn healthy, keeping it green, keeping it alive sometimes is a full-time job. Let the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services help you. First of all, to get your lawn into shape can't be done overnight. It takes a while to get that done because obviously you got a root system where the nutrients have to get through. You need to break up the soil so they can be aerated so that the nutrients that you want to put on there can work their way down in. Now, let's say that you've done all that. You've got a sprinkler system and something's not working right. Timer's messed up. There's a sprinkler head or two or maybe more that's kind of not sprinkling like it should, maybe not at all, or it's water in the sidewalk rather than the grass. Well, you can call Bobby Jenkins and the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They'll come out, and they will repair that system, and they'll keep it going for you so that it's doing like it should. Obviously, you got a system for convenience. You got a system to help make sure your lawn survives. If it's messing up, not doing anybody any good. 361-0500 is the number to call, and ABC will dispatch some folks out to take care of those broken sprinkler water heads. Or, again, they can help you as far as making sure that your lawn looks good first, even before the sprinkler takes over. So give them a call at 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services Specialists for your environment.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You've kind of, Kat, we've had this discussion before. There's an age differential, obviously, that Tom and I are in closer in same age than Chase is. And so as a result, our view of NASA is completely different.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so we remember those days when the first ships took off and we were, you know, they'd wheel this thing called a television actually into the classroom so we could watch,
right,
which was really a big deal back then.
Right.
Chase talked about the relevance of it. So now with this Mars thing yesterday, I mean, have you been a NASA fan or have you cared about that? Is that anything in your world?
I've considered applying at NASA before. No. I'm kind of a dork when it comes to NASA stuff.
Oh, okay.
And my brother is really into, he has this really fancy telescope, and so he loves studying the night sky. So I've just always really loved outer space.
Yeah,
and
all that stuff.
I like going to NASA. I like eating the ice cream that's hard as a brick and riding
that's
around
really expensive
hot little train. Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh.
I love it.
But this thing yesterday, I mean, this is pretty amazing.
It really is. It's just the way it got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dropping it.
Yep.
Greyhound.
Yeah.
That's why it
took so long.
But the fact that they were able to use the camera on another satellite to show this thing landing on Mars
is
pretty remarkable. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff to do that. And it landed, what, in a 4x12 mile area right there.
Something like that. And it has a drill on it that will go through concrete. I mean,
is there concrete on Mars?
It's strong enough to go through concrete.
Oh.
So they're figuring it's strong enough to go
through the
surface of Mars. Yeah.
We're going to have a swimming pool up here for you.
That's right. Yeah, there's some foundation issues on Mars.
Yeah.
Foundation. And I understand that in a couple of days, we're going to get some high-definition pictures from Mars.
It's exciting.
Reason to go out and buy a high-definition radio. TV.
So, in other words, we'll be able to get high-definition pictures from Mars.
Pretty amazing.
That we'll be able to see. And yet we have an EAS announcement that sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's right.
This is an emergency.
You're Tom Sports this morning. Technology lands in the strangest places.
It really does.
But apparently this has made...
Hey, you're going to record the emergency message. Now stick your head in this coffee can so we can get really good sound.
Sound good. And yell. Be sure and yell into the coffee can.
We're going to record you on this Fisher-Price microphone.
Be just
that I stole from my infant son.
But now, this has made kind of an internet star out of this guy named Bobek Ferdowski, who is NASA's activity lead.
I love that movie, The Big Ferdowski.
Yeah, that was the one.
He gets a new hairdo for every mission. And, well, it was kind of fun because, you know, yesterday, if you looked at it, it's nothing but a bunch of geeks high-fiving each other, you know, in the mission control
room. Yeah, they did get excited, though, didn't they?
Well, again.
They're hugging. And,
yeah, just all that stuff. Yeah. But anyway, the guy who had whatever that... kind of a what would you call it, a frohawk?
Fauxhawk.
Fauxhawk, okay. As a Bobek Ferdowski. And so as a result now...
I just tried to Google Bobek Ferdowski, and I got a did you mean Bob Fritzky? I'm waiting on Bill Bratsky, the old Saturday Night Live skit.
But F-E-R-D-O-W-S, Ferdowski. That's the problem.
Well, no wonder. Imagine that. You were pronouncing it wrong.
F-E-R-D-O-W-S-I.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, there he is, right there. I mean, so...
Oh, okay. Boy, that is a faux hawk.
That's
a full-blown mohawk.
Is it? That okay. Is. So anyway, so you got that going on. So now he's a star along with the Curiosity rover. So I guess he'll probably be on the Today Show tomorrow morning or something, so we could talk about that.
Yeah, there's an article in a London newspaper... NASA's brightest star, how a technician's haircut threatened to overshadow the whole Mars Curiosity rover landing.
He'll be called in today. Yeah.
Yes.
See me.
Yeah, he'll show up with a functional haircut next time.
Yes, he will. This is foolish. We don't need to be having this.
Yeah, he's sweating bullets.
Oh, I saved this for as long as I possibly could.
Today, let her go.
Today, the cameras get fired up on a new season of Arrested Development.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, you'll like that.
With all the stars expected to return. That'll be Jason Bateman, Jeffrey Tambor, Portilla De Rossi. Is that
Portia De Rossi.
Yeah, her too.
There's not even an L in there.
That's right. Okay. David Cross.
You're seeing things now.
Yeah, David Cross, who I think is my favorite.
How are you going to be able to talk without Chase? I don't understand.
Jessica Walter, Will Arnett, and, of course, the annoying Michael Cera.
Do I need to start watching that?
Yeah, you really ought to. Yeah. It's not bad television. Good. Hello.
Hey, do you think Sheila Jackson Lee will ask him again to see if the rover can get a picture of the flag that Armstrong planted?
Yeah, I agree. On Mars. On Mars, yeah. It's pretty close. There's one of those up there. Anyway, no, they're doing this entire series. They're going to do 10 shows, and they're going to be shown on Netflix, and Netflix only, apparently, beginning sometime next year. And if that works, then there's an option for 10 more. But go back and IFC. Who shows it? I think it's
IFC, but it's also on Netflix too.
Is it okay? Yeah, so it's out there and available.
Are Ron Howard and Brian Grazer still doing it?
Yes.
You know? Okay.
Yes, they are.
It should be fine.
Got the brain power behind it. All right. It's 7 till.
Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
That's 268-1407 for Arentz Family Dentistry today.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the Presidential Roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ 2 insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck's do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. An Oregon woman has been seen swimming in public pools, dressed as a mermaid.
Ooh.
Said she's living out a childhood fantasy.
What is really? That?
Well, there's stuff going on out there.
What is that?
Well, Louie's here.
It's a rumble, rumble, rumble.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, can he wait 4 minutes?
No.
It's not like anybody's listening to his shows over there. Anyway. Well, what? 56-year-old Pauline Long said she wanted to be a mermaid as a child and decided to spend this summer swimming in Portland, Oregon pools wearing her homemade mermaid outfit.
I bet a conversation with her would just be pure entertainment.
Yeah. Now, y'all just don't understand the desire to be a mermaid.
Is it?
For a 56-year-old woman, I don't.
No. Are we sharing a room? Am I sharing a room with someone who wants to be a mermaid?
I don't know. Do you, Scott?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Is she?
Ooh. Very nice. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. She said that she isn't a real mermaid. Really? Yeah, okay. But her 6-year-old self would be proud. That's, again, 56-year-old Pauline Long, who lives rightfully in Portland.
Whatever floats your boat, Grandma.
That's right.
Hey, Thursday's Green Bay San Diego exhibition footy ball game will attract more attention than your typical NFL preseason affair.
Why?
I mean, we'll be talking it up big, as you know.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Why?
Well, because no one covers preseason NFL like WTAW.
That's right.
Shannon Easton will become the first woman to officiate an NFL game as part of the replacement crew working the game.
Why are you guys laughing?
Tom and I were talking.
Yeah,
about
we were
this
talking
in the hall.
We were. Yeah, and it's conversations that's got to stay in the hall.
Yeah. Replacement crews are scheduled to work this week's preseason games after the NFL locked out the regular officials in June as part of the negotiations and a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
Easton's officiating resume includes working as a referee in the powerful Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really surprising is she's that's an FCS conference.
Which is
the old Division I AA.
Right.
And it'd basically be like, and it's, you know, no offense if there are any Southland officials, but it'd be like pulling somebody out of the Southland Conference, and that just seems like a quantum leap in terms of jumping from that level to suddenly really the biggest stage in professional sports.
Once again, that speed will get to you. You'll see how that works.
I think she'll do just fine.
I'm sure. Police in Lexington, Kentucky arrested 29-year-old Crystal Little on Saturday.
Why?
Following a local bank robbery.
Yeah?
It was not her first rodeo, boys. I'm just saying she was also charged with 3 other robberies at different banks dating back to 2010, police said in all 4 cases. She wore a pink knit cap, sunglasses, surgical mask. Here's your bonus. Crystal is a support associate for the Office of Research Integrity.
Oh, my.
Well.
But she's a bank robber.
What, at the University of Kentucky?
I don't know.
Because it's in Lexington.
They're in Lexington, yeah. No. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
What are we getting into with that SEC?
SEC, the kind of people. George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart. He's on that decoration, as a matter of fact.
That would be why his picture's on there.
That's right. 1782.
Yeah, I'm going to put me on it, he said.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
Who should we put? I think I'd be good.
I think it was my idea, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And strangely enough, 1959, the U.S. America launched the Explorer 6, which sent back a picture of the Earth. A picture of the Earth.
Wow.
From way out in space, as in 1959. And in 1990, George H.W. Bush ordered U.S. troops and warplanes into Saudi Arabia to guard the Desert Kingdom against a possible invasion from Iraq. All right, you got a minute.
The Today Show can thank the Olympics for a big boost. Nielsen ratings show the NBC Morning Show topped ABC.